Imagine a scientific experiment spanning decades where researchers claim to communicate with an advanced extraterrestrial intelligence millions of years ahead of humanity in spiritual evolution. This isn't science fiction, it's the raw material, one of the most profound and philosophically complex channeled texts ever documented. Since its publication, the material has influenced countless spiritual seekers, including celebrities like Jim Carrey and Russell Brand, who have referenced its concepts in discussions about consciousness. What makes this work remarkable isn't just its extraordinary claims, but the methodical, scientific approach its researchers maintained throughout their contact with what they believed was a sixth-density social memory complex called Ra, a group consciousness that allegedly visited Earth 11,000 years ago and helped build the Egyptian pyramids. In 1962, Don Elkins, a physics professor and airline pilot with a burning interest in the paranormal, began conducting hypnotic regression experiments investigating reincarnation claims. Carla Ruckert, then a young librarian, joined his research group of engineering students who were attempting to reproduce alleged extraterrestrial contact through meditation. While the other participants began experiencing strange mouth noises and eventually receiving transmissions, Carla remained unable to channel until much later. The breakthrough in their work came when a Detroit contactee visited and instructed the group to speak their thoughts without analysis. Within a year, everyone except Carla could receive transmissions, though the process was slow as each person carefully sought precise impressions before speaking. This early work established the foundation for what would become an extraordinary decades-long investigation into the nature of consciousness and reality. By 1970, Carla left her librarian position to work with Don full-time. Their research expanded beyond channeling to include materialization phenomena, particularly how UFOs seem to materialize and dematerialize, suggesting physics beyond conventional understanding. In 1971, they attended Reverend James Tingley's spiritualist demonstrations, where they observed what appeared to be materialized spirits, including a master who touched them with enough force to bruise Carla's arm before seemingly walking through them and dematerializing. The synchronicities surrounding their work became increasingly remarkable. In 1974, when Andrea Puharich published Yuri, documenting his work with Yuri Geller and their communications with extraterrestrial intelligences, Don and Carla discovered incredible similarities between Puharich's real-life experiences and their unpublished 1968 novel, The Crucifixion of Esmeralda Sweetwater. When visiting Puharich, even his house matched their fictional description, down to peony bushes he had removed 3 years earlier, suggesting either an extraordinary coincidence or something more mysterious at work. The research team observed that the UFO phenomenon exhibits what they called extreme strangeness that correlates with case validity. The stranger the experience, the more likely it represented a genuine encounter. Witnesses often experienced missing time, eye irritation, skin problems, and personality changes requiring psychological help. The famous Betty and Barney Hill case exemplifies this pattern. They saw a UFO, lost time, then developed anxiety and nightmares months later. Under regressive hypnosis, both independently described being taken aboard a UFO and medically examined. In their own investigations, they documented a 19-year-old truck driver who saw a bright craft 40 feet long at low altitude. Unable to look away despite fear, he lost 38 minutes of time. Under hypnosis, he recalled being inside a circular room with three machine-like entities, black, red, and white, that examined him before merging into one and disappearing. Telepathic communication is commonly reported in close encounters, though scientifically unproven. The rigorous controls of scientific testing seem to dampen results in telepathy experiments. Their LL research group continued collecting alleged telepathic communications from extraterrestrials, with millions of words in their files attesting to this phenomenon. The researchers also witnessed connections between UFO experiences and apparent psychokinetic abilities. After a 14-year-old boy experienced a blinding UFO encounter, he demonstrated the ability to bend a fork nearly double without physical force, simply by following Don's instructions. Similarly, Professor John Taylor documented 50 children bending metal and plastic objects even when sealed in glass cylinders, phenomena that relate directly to the UFO message Ra would later share. The raw material presents a view of reality that challenges our fundamental understanding of existence. It suggests that physical matter contains remarkably little actual substance. If an atom's nucleus were the size of a pea, its electrons would orbit at football stadium distances. We've never directly observed electrons, only their effects. Our scientific knowledge consists of empirical observations whose fundamental essence remains mysterious. This perspective extends to the scale of creation itself. Our galaxy contains approximately 60 stars for each living person on Earth, with light taking over 4 years to reach even the nearest star and 100,000 light years to cross the galaxy. Yet our galaxy of 200 billion stars is merely one among uncounted trillions spread through seemingly infinite space. This mind-boggling expanse reveals how primitive our scientific approach remains, like a dugout canoe attempting to cross an ocean. The raw material suggests that paranormal phenomena can be explained through the concept of various planes or densities of existence. After death, individuals find themselves at levels corresponding to their spiritual development. Earth functions as a spiritual distillery where reincarnation continues until sufficient development allows access to higher planes. These levels likely interpenetrate our physical space with minimal awareness between them, like different TV channels receivable on the same set but exclusive of each other. According to Ra, many UFO reports suggest origins in these alternate realities or densities, not implying unreality, but rather displacement from our particular reality. This multidimensional perspective helps explain why UFO phenomena often defy conventional physics and seem to appear and disappear at will. At the heart of Ra's message lies the Law of One, the concept that all things are fundamentally unified. As Ra states, you are everything, every being, every emotion, every event, every situation. You are unity. You are infinity. This principle forms the foundation for all other concepts in the material. The original thought, Ra discusses, implies a unity so profound that we see each other not merely as friends or siblings, but as the Creator, as one being. This concept forms the foundation of telepathy. Ra explains that monitoring our thoughts isn't an infringement because they see these thoughts as their own and as the Creator's thoughts. All thought is generated by the Creator, who exists in all places and things. According to Ra, Earth humans have become short-sighted in appreciating creation, failing to understand the simple beauty of life surrounding them. The regenerative cycle of our atmosphere through plant life is viewed as mere technology rather than divine provision. This awareness has been lost because humanity has focused on its own devices and inventions, becoming hypnotized by its playthings. Through meditation, one can still the constantly seeking conscious mind and return to appreciating the reality of creation, the simple thought of absolute love and total unity with all beings, which is the Creator's original thought. The illusion we experience was generated by human desire and serves a purpose for those wishing to evolve rapidly. Ra presents a sophisticated model of spiritual evolution occurring through 7 densities or levels of consciousness, each representing distinct stages of awareness and spiritual growth. These densities function as cosmic classrooms where consciousness evolves through increasingly complex lessons and challenges. Earth is currently experiencing a pivotal transition from 3rd density, focused on self-awareness and choice, to 4th density, centered on understanding universal love. This transition, according to Ra, began in the mid-20th century and will continue for approximately 30 more years, manifesting through significant planetary changes, social upheavals, and collective consciousness shifts. First density represents the most fundamental level of existence, elemental consciousness awareness, found in minerals, water, earth, wind, and fire. These elements learn the basic lesson of being, experiencing existence in its most primitive form. Second density encompasses the realm of plant and animal life, characterized by movement, growth, and an instinctive striving toward light and awareness. Living organisms at this level develop basic consciousness and the beginnings of group awareness, as seen in plant communities and animal social structures. Third density, where most humans currently exist, marks a crucial turning point in spiritual evolution. This density focuses on self-awareness, individual choice, and conscious polarization toward either service to others or service to self. Here, beings must make the fundamental choice between positive and negative paths, choosing to either serve others or manipulate others for personal gain. This choice becomes the primary catalyst for further spiritual development. Fourth density represents a quantum leap in consciousness, embodying deep understanding of universal love. Beings in this density experience natural telepathic communication, group consciousness, and the ability to maintain harmony while honoring individual differences. Physical bodies become lighter and more adaptable, and the veil between conscious and unconscious mind begins to thin. Fifth density emphasizes the cultivation of wisdom, where beings learn to balance love with wisdom in their spiritual journey. Sixth density focuses on unifying love and wisdom into a seamless whole, transcending the previous polarities of positive and negative. Seventh density represents spiritual completion and eternal awareness, where beings fully realize their connection with the infinite Creator. Beyond these lies the mysterious eighth density, representing both an ending and a new beginning, the octave that starts a new cycle of experience. Ra explains that each density contains seven sub-densities, creating a fractal pattern that continues infinitely in what they describe as an eternal present moment. The transition between densities occurs through a natural progression called harvest, where entities who have sufficiently polarized toward either service to others, requiring at least 51% service to others, or service to self, requiring 95% service to self, advance to the next density. Earth's current transition is particularly challenging because human consciousness remains scattered across the spectrum rather than collectively focused in one direction, creating social tension and planetary adjustments as the new fourth density energies become more prevalent. One of the most intriguing concepts in the Ra material is that of wanderers, service-oriented beings from higher densities who voluntarily incarnate on Earth to help humanity. According to Ra, approximately 65 million wanderers currently exist on Earth, having left harmonious environments in higher densities to assist with Earth's transition to fourth density. Their mission is dangerous. If they cannot pierce the forgetting process occurring at birth and remember their purpose of sharing love and light, they may become trapped in third density illusion, delaying their return home until balancing all karma accumulated here. Wanderers often struggle to fit into Earth's vibrations while possessing special gifts in arts, teaching, or sharing positive energy. The researchers conducted hypnotic regressions of four individuals who independently described consistent experiences from another planet, wearing loose white robes in a warm climate, lacking conventional names, and communicating primarily through telepathy rather than speech in what appeared to be a simple yet technologically advanced society. They described a massive temple structure with limestone-like white stone spanning approximately 250 feet long by 150 wide, with a unique dome supported by arches. The temple's interior glowed with shadowless light that seemed to emanate from the atmosphere itself. According to Ra, notable historical wanderers included Nikola Tesla, whose work could have freed humanity from darkness by providing infinite energy, and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who helped establish principles of freedom in the founding of America. The rock contact began in January 1981, 3 weeks after James Allen McCarty joined Don Elkins and Carla Rueckert. Unlike Carla's previous conscious channeling, this contact involved a trance state where she had no awareness of the communication. The contact was initiated when Carla attempted to contact a deceased friend and unexpectedly went into trance. Shortly after, while working with an advanced student, she received contact from an entity calling itself Ra. The Ra sessions followed a careful protocol developed through trial and error. The team prepared with morning meditation, a half-hour back massage for Carla, who had to remain motionless during sessions, cleansing the room and positioning ritual objects as Ra instructed. After walking the circle of one and reciting opening words, Carla would leave her body and Ra would speak through her. When the session ended, Don would call her name until she responded, help her sit up, and offer water infused with love. Ra identified themselves as beings of the Law of One from the sixth density, approximately 3 evolutionary cycles, millions of years, ahead of Earth. They claim to have visited Earth about 11,000 years ago as missionaries attempting to help with human mental evolution, though they were unsuccessful then and their message was distorted. They built the pyramids using the forces of One for 2 purposes: to create initiation places for those seeking to become purified channels and to develop healing for people and the planet. Ra describes a cosmic struggle between 2 paths of spiritual evolution: service to others, the positive path, and service to self, the negative path. Both paths lead to higher densities, though the negative path becomes unsustainable beyond 5th density. The positive path involves recognizing the Creator in all beings and serving them as expressions of the self, while the negative path involves manipulating others for personal gain and power. This struggle manifests in what Ra calls the Confederation of Planets in the Service of the Infinite Creator, positive, and the Orion Group, negative. The Confederation consists of 53 civilizations across 500 planetary consciousness complexes, while the Orion Group represents a conquering empire seeking to enslave others. According to Ra, Earth has been quarantined by the Confederation to prevent excessive interference from either group, though both have influenced human history. The Orion Group allegedly built stone structures like the Easter Island Heads and Nazca Lines to inspire fear and control, while the Confederation has worked more subtly through spiritual teachers and philosophical concepts. This cosmic drama plays out not just on the physical plane, but in what Ra calls a thought war on higher planes, where unified minds project thoughts as tangible forces. The Orion Group attacks with light, resulting in a standoff with both sides depleted, the negative through failure to manipulate, the positive through failure to fully accept what is given. Ra presents a fascinating alternative history of Earth, claiming that the first humanoid entities came from Mars approximately 75,000 years ago, when that planet became inhospitable due to warfare and environmental devastation. These Martian entities, third density beings like modern humans, were transferred through complex genetic adjustments by higher dimensional guardians who operated within the universal principles of the Law of One. The transfer preserved the essence of Martian consciousness while adapting it to Earth's unique biological conditions. According to Ra, Earth has experienced 3 major 25,000-year cycles of spiritual development, with the current cycle approaching its culmination. The first cycle was marked by primitive consciousness, with beings barely grasping basic survival and community formation. The second cycle witnessed the emergence of spiritual awareness through shamanic traditions and early religious practices, though technological advancement remained minimal. The third cycle proved the most eventful, featuring the rise and fall of 2 major civilizations, Lemuria, 53,000 years ago, and Atlantis, 31,000 to 10,821 years ago. Ra describes multiple interventions in Earth civilizations throughout history. In Atlantis, they shared advanced knowledge about crystal technology, including healing matrices and communication devices, which initially served beneficial purposes but gradually became corrupted by those seeking dominion over others. The Atlantean misuse of crystal technology ultimately contributed to their civilization's downfall. In Egypt, Ra manifested in physical form, walking among humans as teachers of spiritual wisdom and scientific knowledge. They later constructed pyramids using vibrational science for healing and spiritual initiation. In South America, they assisted various cultures in building elaborate underground cities and pyramid complexes, many of which remain undiscovered. The most significant recent contact period began approximately 11,000 years ago with the systematic construction of pyramids worldwide. Ra provides detailed information about the Great Pyramid's construction, describing a remarkable process where thought-based technology was used to communicate with what they term the infinite rockness within stone. This process enabled the transformation of matter between finite and infinite dimensional states, essentially allowing massive stones to be positioned through consciousness rather than physical force. The pyramid's precise geometric design created an intersection point of multiple energy fields, establishing a powerful nexus for both physical healing and spiritual transformation. Its chambers were specifically calibrated to different vibrational frequencies, each serving distinct purposes in the initiation process. Ra explains that these structures were designed as multi-dimensional tools, operating simultaneously on physical, energetic, and spiritual levels. The pyramid's ability to focus and amplify natural energy fields made it particularly effective for healing physical ailments and facilitating consciousness expansion. However, as with the Atlantean technology, much of this knowledge was eventually lost or distorted as humanity's consciousness shifted away from spiritual understanding toward material pursuits. The Ra material suggests that humanity stands at a crucial juncture in its spiritual evolution. As Earth transitions to fourth density, individuals must choose their path, service to others or service to self, with sufficient clarity to be harvested to the next level of experience. This choice isn't measured by verbal declaration, but by one's vibratory rate, determined by thoughts and actions over a lifetime. The threshold for positive harvest requires that an entity be more than 50% oriented toward service to others, while negative harvest requires 95% service to self, highlighting the greater difficulty of the negative path. Ra emphasizes that desire is the key to what we receive in the Creator's plan. Though it seems paradoxical within our illusion that we don't get what we desire, Ra maintains that man receives exactly what he desires. Understanding one's true desire may require deep meditation and self-reflection, as our surface wants often mask deeper spiritual needs. Our intellectual minds can only grasp a small portion of reality's complexity, like viewing a vast ocean through a drinking straw. The process of uncovering true desire involves releasing societal conditioning and ego-based wants to access soul-level aspirations. The foundation of all spiritual lessons is the concept that all things are one, a unity that transcends physical separation and extends through all dimensions of existence. By meditating on this complete unity with everything, especially in difficult circumstances, challenges become alleviated. This occurs not through physical laws, but through the law of love, as changes made through love on the spiritual body necessarily reflect in the physical illusion. When we truly grasp this interconnectedness, every interaction becomes an opportunity for spiritual growth and service. Ra explains that enlightenment isn't a distant goal to be achieved through endless seeking or careful planning, but rather an immediate potential accessible through recognizing what already exists. Enlightenment is of the moment, an opening to intelligent infinity. It can only be accomplished by the self. This perspective suggests that spiritual evolution isn't about becoming something new, but about removing the barriers that prevent us from recognizing our true nature. The process involves regular meditation, conscious service to others, and cultivation of unconditional love. The material emphasizes that Earth's transition to fourth density will continue regardless of human choices, but individual readiness for this shift depends on personal vibration and orientation. Those who haven't yet polarized sufficiently will naturally find themselves incarnating on other third density planets to continue their learning. This process isn't judgmental, but rather a natural sorting based on vibratory compatibility, similar to how different frequencies of light naturally separate through a prism. Whether one views the raw material as genuine extraterrestrial communication or sophisticated metaphysical philosophy, its impact on spiritual thought cannot be denied. The concepts presented, unity consciousness, spiritual evolution through densities, the balance between service to others and service to self, have influenced countless seekers and found echoes in various spiritual traditions, from Eastern mysticism to Western esoteric teachings. These ideas have particularly resonated with those exploring quantum physics and consciousness studies, as they offer a framework that bridges ancient wisdom with modern scientific inquiry. The material's enduring appeal lies in its unique combination of spiritual depth and intellectual rigor. Unlike many channeled texts, it presents a coherent cosmological system that addresses fundamental questions about existence while providing practical guidance for spiritual growth. The raw material's detailed exploration of concepts like chakras, energy work, and meditation has influenced numerous contemporary spiritual practices and healing modalities. Its systematic approach to understanding consciousness evolution through eight densities offers a comprehensive model for personal development that many find both practical and profound. The material's emphasis on free will, personal responsibility, and the power of choice resonates with many who seek a spirituality that honors individual autonomy while recognizing our fundamental interconnectedness. This balance between individual sovereignty and collective unity has proven particularly relevant in our digital age, where questions of personal freedom and global responsibility have become increasingly urgent. The raw material's insights into polarization, the choice between service to others and service to self, offers a nuanced perspective on ethical development that transcends simple moral dualism. In a world increasingly divided by competing ideologies and tribal identities, the raw material's central message, that we are all expressions of a single infinite creator, offers a perspective that transcends differences without erasing them. This understanding has practical applications in fields ranging from conflict resolution to environmental stewardship, suggesting that genuine unity embraces and celebrates diversity rather than suppressing it. The material's exploration of concepts like spiritual gravity and the social memory complex provides fresh metaphors for understanding collective consciousness and human potential. Whether this perspective originated from an ancient extraterrestrial intelligence or from the depths of human consciousness itself, it continues to challenge and inspire those who encounter it. Modern researchers in consciousness studies, quantum physics, and spiritual psychology frequently find parallels between their discoveries and the raw material's descriptions of reality. Its influence can be seen in contemporary discussions of topics like dimensional shifting, energy healing, and the nature of time-space, suggesting that its relevance may continue to grow as our understanding of consciousness evolves.